why cyber war against the U.S. is not yet a serious threat. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gorton. A new report from a Washington think tank is dismissing the possibility that terror groups have the ability to launch internet-based attacks against the U.S. and that other countries have any real interest in waging cyber war against American infrastructure. James Lewis with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says right now only a handful of countries could do any damage to the U.S.
There's probably a half dozen countries who have this advanced capability. There might be a few others. We know people are trying to acquire it. It would be the ability to go and disrupt the performance of your opponent's networks. And through that disruption, either cripple some critical service, whether it was electricity or air defense, or maybe even cause, in really rare circumstances, some kind of physical destruction.
So this would be the U.S., China, Russia, who else?
People say Israel. Israel reputedly used a cyber capability to disrupt Syrian air defense networks last year. Some people say France.
What about non-state actors, terrorists? Are these abilities possessed by anybody that's not a country?
Well, the question I always ask is, if the terrorists had this capability, why haven't they used it? I don't think they have the capability, and their interest in the internet is really to use it as a tool for command and control and communication propaganda. They don't want to mess up the internet. It's not in their interest. Cyber criminals are a different story, and when you look at cyber criminals, particularly in the former Soviet Union, they're probably as good or almost as good as most of the intelligence services and armies of other countries.
What is the likelihood right now that any nation capable of launching a destructive sort of internet-based attack would actually do it?
I think the likelihood is zero, because this doesn't happen in an independent context. It has to be part of a larger conflict. When Russia invaded Georgia and there was tension between Russia and the U.S., then there was potential. You know, but you could see the thought process the Russians would have to go through. If we launched a cyber attack against the U.S. and they could do it, it escalates the conflict. It strikes the U.S. homeland. We don't know how the Americans would react. So one of the things we've underestimated is the political consequences of one state attacking another with cyber weapons. And I think everyone takes a step back and says, I'm only going to do this when we're actually in a fight.
If there are five or six nations capable of an offensive attack, which of those nations are most vulnerable to an attack?
Well, the bad news is that the most vulnerable would be the United States. We are one of the best at cyber offense, but we're also the most vulnerable when it comes to defense. We're what the military would call a target-rich environment.
If there is zero likelihood of being attacked right now, why should we care that the U.S. is vulnerable?
We should care because this is a new weapon system. It's a new way to attack, and just like missiles or airplanes, where we have NORAD or the Navy or the Air Force, where we have an active defense, we need to think about how do we defend ourselves for the potential of other people using this against us.
That's James Lewis with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. More of our conversation tomorrow, when I'll ask Lewis whether the possibility of cyber war is so much Y2K bug hype. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gorton.